Don't mess with Mark's chocolate.
I call this workshop to order.
Let us pray. Most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us what we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask a special prayer for Commissioner and our road superintendent today as they're over there dealing with some health issues. Lord, we ask everything we do today to be in betterment of our county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we got this workshop today. See if we can't get our county some more help. I met with a couple of guys Monday with Mr. Paul, Miss Martha. And they wrote some notes down, and I'm not going to come up here and talk to them and explain. They can explain to me, but I want to explain to everybody else what I can do for the county. And let's discuss it. All right, Mr. Jason, Mr. Martin.
Thank you, commissioners. My name is Jason Denwalt. I'm at with Alternative Recovery Consulting. My background is I have a planning background where I worked as city planner for 10 years, and the last 25 years I've been a grant manager working all over the country after storms, helping communities recover after storms for basically maximizing the money that are available and that can be obtained through different grant programs. I'm available for any specific questions about that, but basically, you know, this is that's our background, and I've been doing this for a while. Looking at Dixie County and from what opportunities are out there, I think you guys are, you know, obviously almost 6 months after the storm, there are still opportunities to basically maximize grant opportunities. There's definitely, you know, putting the strategy together to determine what damage is out there and how it can be improved, mitigated, and a full recovery are some of the things that we look at. I think that, you know, again, our services and some of the things that we can do and working with all the departments of the county, I think we've got a good team here that we can work with. I'd really like the opportunity to work for you guys from a standpoint of identifying not only the needs of the entire county, but also how can we not only put repair it, but make it better and stronger, you know, for the future. And that's exactly the type of grants that are out there that can assist you guys. And so, you know, again, I also want to introduce Marty. He's the owner of the company, and we're going to get a little background and what he offers to the table.
Thank you. Thank you all for your time today. And I've been doing this work for 35 plus years. And I actually started in a recovery business way before FEMA even existed. I started back in the civil defense days. And that's when the day you really had to get into some down and out work to make things happen with the federal cycle. That's when the civil defense was also tied into the HUD program at one time. And then I retired from the fire service, Washington, D.C. And after I left the fire service, I went into the consulting business, and then I ended up getting hired from FEMA. I started my career with FEMA back in Kansas City and worked my way up across the country and ended up here in Florida back in 2004-2005 hurricane season. And I eventually became the infrastructure branch director after the previous one left, decided to retire, and then I got the call from Washington saying, would you take over the disaster, finish it out? And so I continued to work with that and help bring opportunities to local communities, you know. And then I finally got on the other side of the fence, got back into the consulting world after I left the agency, and because, you know, I was tired of, you know, all the bureaucracy and everything else, and knowing that some things that can't happen and wouldn't let happen, and knowing the rules and regulations to be able to make some things happen proved to be very beneficial. Once I left the agency, I ended up in New Orleans to do Katrina. That was after 3 years after it went in landfall, and in that time period, right after that, 60 days later, I was able to get to this city 57 new buildings, you know, rebuilt construction, and school districts rebuilt. But my passion is working with local and smaller communities and how we can help with different types of funding streams and everything else to bring funding in. We don't come to put more workload on you. We want to relieve that workload, because when it gets into grants and other funding sources, there's a lot of work that's got to go into that. And in a conversation with Ms. Barza the other day, is, you know, no, we're not going to bring you all the work to do. You know, you're strapped. I mean, you're a small county, okay, and your resources are very limited. And so we take that burden, and we get it ready, so all she has to do is do her part, get it reviewed, push the button, and sign off on it. And, but we want to help this county. You know, Florida's been a dear to my heart. I'm not originally from Florida. I live right currently over in Louisiana, because once I was over in Katrina, I decided to get married again, you know. So that's where my lovely wife's from. I'm down on the Gulf Coast, so I understand what the Gulf region brings, you know, to, with the extreme weather events and everything else, the shorelines, the coastal barriers, and everything that goes along with that. But we want to help you. And we want to help you not be in your way, not be hindered, but to help you to maximize those opportunities in whatever way we can. We want to work with everybody, you know, and you're all in your departments in order to see what we can do to help them to maximize opportunities that goes on. There's a lot of funding out there. It's not just FEMA funding. It's not just HUD funding. You know, there's funding out there that can help your communities, that can help this county, anywhere from the infrastructure bill all the way to NOAA, all the way to the Army Corps of Engineers and everything else. There's a ton of funding out there that they want to get out on the streets and help the community come back with resiliency. And with that in mind, you know, that's what we do. And so we're here for any questions you may have. And we'll work with you, and we would appreciate the opportunity, you know, if it would ever come down to that, you know. Currently, you know, we're working for the town of Horseshoe Beach and bringing their recovery along, and it's been an exciting time. It's like bringing these small communities together, making people happy, and putting smiles on their faces when they can see things happen, and, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about every citizen in every community, in every county, in every state. It's not about this group or this group. It's everybody. And how do you make that transition and make it whole again for everybody to what's the best for the county and your constituents in the county? That's what we want to do for you.
And my first question, and it may be y'all's first question, how are you going to get paid? Okay. The answer to me was that if they bring in the county, so they get $1 million grant, fully funded, they charge 5% of that. The county does not have to pay them. It comes out of that grant. Sounds too good to be true? It does. But, and I ask them, you know, if we go along with this, you know, Ms. Moth asked them questions about, you know, she works with grants and spends hours and hours and hours. These guys may help her with some of the questions and then help her get us new things. That's what these guys do every day. I'm a well driller. If you need water, I can get you water. You need a grant, you better call these guys or Miss Martha, because I can't do it. If there's a fire, you better turn around and call Mr. Brown and Mr. Scott, because they coming. Same way, if I need ambulance, they coming. We need an engineer. We got two sitting right here in front of us. Attorney. But if we go this, what I'm trying to say is, if they don't produce, if they work for a month on a certain project and they fail, they can't get that grant, that's on them. It ain't costing the taxpayers of this county a dime. I still think it's too good to be true. But you know what? I'm willing to give these guys a chance. They said they'll make a contract and give it this lady down here to go through with a fine-tuned comb. Then if she says, Jamie, it's good, then she's going to explain it to me again before I sign it. Well, or the chairman signs it. And right now, I am the chairman, so I'm willing to give them a chance to help us. I know we got Scott through the hurricane season, busted his rump, and still busted his rump to today. I'm sure these guys could help him, relieve him some of that, so he ain't got to work 24/7, so he can go home to his children. Let these guys handle some of that paperwork. If they don't bring money to the county, that's on them. Does that make sense? That's Mr. Brown, just like Mr. Scott, he busts his rump out there, fight fires for us, through the storms, through the hurricanes. These guys here said they would help us with all this, some of this paperwork and stuff, or they'd do all the paperwork, not some of it, all of it, if we give them a chance. So I'm going to open up the floor. Questions? Any of y'all have questions?
Go ahead, Dave.
If we decide to go this route, those two over there, them four over there, has worked their tails off to try to bring grants and try to bring FEMA in here and get us money. If we bring y'all aboard, how is that going to affect what they've already done? Do y'all jump in and help them?
We'll jump in here and help them. We're not coming here to take anybody's job.
I don't want to take nothing away from that, because they went 200% above and beyond helping them.
Yeah. And that's much appreciated. But we're here to help them. Anything that they may need help with, we can also help them with some other grants that can come in to help for their cause, for fire service and emergency management and things like that. But we're not here to have any problems or anything else. We want to help this community recover in ways that you can. There's things out there, most likely a lot of people don't understand what's out there funding-wise and how you can tap into that funding in order to come back bigger and better where you're at and stronger. That's the main thing. You want your citizens to really be feeling like they're being taken care of. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that they want to be able to feel they're being taken care of, and they see a lot happening for their benefit, mm-hmm. So you can continue to grow.
I got a couple of things. This here is this is reality. The boys have busted their butt. I give them that. They went above and beyond on everything that they can possibly do, and their work should not be in vain, and I don't think it will. I think, honestly, they're going to give a heck of a kickstart to the procedure if we choose to do this. The other thing is some infrastructure money. The fact of the business is we lost 100-plus homes, and next year when our tax roll is certified, we're going to be 100-plus homes minus on our cash flow. That's road department, solid waste, blah, 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 blah. That's other operational part of the county. I've talked to our senator and I've talked to our representative about this, and they was 100% in agreement on this route, because I wanted someone smarter than me to bounce stuff off of. So I called them and talked to them on it. And the other thing it does, honestly, it puts one hell of a layer of protection to the county. If this money is not handled correctly, if this money is not handled by dotted T's, cross X's, periods, questions, and needs to be. They're coming after that person. That's y'all. We choose this. Or that could be dead. Greg and John, they deal with the same thing. So it does put a heck of a protection level upon us. And I like that. Honestly, I do. Because I don't think nobody in the history of Dix County has really done nothing unintentionally against the law. I really feel that way. But the perception of it is made otherwise. So I like the idea of the protection level for the county. The broader scope of this one can open this door, this one can open this door. I like that also. And I also like the idea of them being able to concentrate on their job. Hurricane season comes back in when, Darren?
June 1st.
They'll be right in the middle of trying to do this, and another one blows in on top of us. So what are we going to do then? Do what, Scott?
They're working 90% done with recovery.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get done.
I'll give you an update when you get done.
Yeah, because
you need to know where we are.
That's right. We do. And yes, I want to know all that. And I hope you're not 90% done, because I ain't heard no paving yet or seawalls. So that's – do y'all have something on that?
I can give you
a – yeah, come on up here before I say too much.
All
right. Y'all can sit down. Let them both – come on up, Scott.
So he's got some paperwork he's going to give you in a few minutes. We'll just give you a quick briefing of where we are right now. We've been doing – I really don't know just – how extensive y'all are wanting to give these gentlemen in this. If you're just wanting them to get additional grants, that would be one thing. If you're looking at moving them into the middle of the recovery process that we've been working on, that's probably, possibly, going to cause some delays and slowdowns. Since the hurricane, we've been meeting with FEMA pretty much every day, every week. We met with them before yesterday. We've had the LMS meetings. We've asked all of the entities that are involved in those things to submit requests. I know the board has. Not sure if the sheriff, he was there. I don't know if he even had one.
The only person that sent any request in was on behalf of the board was so, county manager.
So that goes to your mitigation money?
For what?
For the LMS on your mitigation money. Mm-hmm. The only entity that has submitted anything in the past 2 weeks that we've asked for is the county. The town of Horseshoe has not.
So where we all
city have not.
Mr. Hatch and gentlemen, we have verified through y'all's input, our engineers, our insurance companies, our FEMA damage assessment, all of our damage assessments. We've verified 60 projects that need repair and replacement fixing in this county to include rebuilding Sherrod Island Beach, the park, pavilions, floating docks, Horseshoe Beach Park, pavilion, floating docks, riprap on 351 in Horseshoe Beach, riprap at the park in Horseshoe Beach. The other boat ramp down in downtown at Horseshoe Beach, the piers that go along with that, some minor damage we had to our offices, various things, Sherrod Island Highway. There's 60 projects that we have verified. All of those have been submitted to FEMA. We have 10 that are already in the cost estimate process. Each of those projects that require a specialist to look at them, it's called a site visit. We are, as far as I know right now, we are the only county in the affected counties that have completed all of our site visits for all of our projects. So I would be very hesitant to dig too deep into that because it may slow the process down. Basically, that means that once FEMA looks at these projects that we submit, they send their engineers out. If it's a bridge, they send a bridge man. If it's a beach, they send a beach man. Whoever it is, Beach Bob, by the way. He's famous, apparently. I guess he handles every beach in the United States and most of Canada. But that's what everybody calls them. So anyway, we've been through these programs, these processes. We have 60 projects. We've verified insurance. We've verified insurance coverage amounts. Some projects were not able to be picked up. One of those in particular is Sherrod Island Beach. We wanted to go in and rebuild the beach. Unfortunately, it was not an engineered beach. Beach Bob said that FEMA does not cover engineered beaches. We already have, or non-engineered beaches, we already have on staff a contractor that does similar to what these gentlemen do. He works for Atkins Realis. That's who's handling your 349 repaving project His name is Charles. Unfortunately, he's very sick today. He just supposed to be down in the bed. Charles is provided by the state of Florida at no cost to us. They're covering the process. Chief Garner and I have worked from day one until now. But also, you should be aware that for the last 20 years, Dixie County and our staff have handled these events, and we've recovered those funds, and we've kept those records. We still have those records today. So it's not anything that's new to us. At the end of the day, that's what you pay us for. Yes, we fight fires. We go to medical calls. I've been to the Capitol today to get you some more money. We're looking at another $3.7 million. We'll get there in a few minutes. But right now, this is our job. This is his job. I have a young lady on staff that we hired for this to assist him with those records. She's working diligently every day in our office, some days longer than she should. She's being reimbursed out of these funds that are available. We will pick up all of her salaries and benefits. Those things will come back to us. That is in our CAT-D money, where our emergency protective actions took place. There's a period of time where you can receive 100% of all of the work that you do, the manpower, the staffing, the equipment, so on and so forth. We get all of that back. Right now, we're at about, I think I heard $200,000 the other day. My fear is, and nothing, gentlemen, nothing, Joe, please, but my fear is if they get involved in these things, that, if it was 5%, is that what I heard? Yeah. You're going to lose 5% out of that. $10,000 right off the bat. It's going to go away that we're fixing to get. We're just waiting on all the numbers to be compiled. There's some processes with that. We have to verify who was on what tractor, what hours they were, verify it with the time sheets. The scene is working on that every day. We have to verify property numbers. We have to match those up. That's happening every day as we speak. Like I said, we are the only county, as far as I know, the only county that has all of our site visits done. Once the site visit is done, they send it to FEMA, and Chief Garner's probably going to clarify this because I'm going to make it real quick and muddy for you. But FEMA takes that, they look at it, they say, yes, this is a viable project. Our engineers have said this is good. We're going to rebuild Cow Creek Bridge. We're going to rebuild the basin under it, whatever it is.
Just the basin, we're not rebuilding
the bridge. Yeah, not the bridge. Yes, that's why I went back to that. So anyway, whatever the project is, even if we are rebuilding the bridge. They look at that, they say, yes, this is a good project. Then they start reviewing the funding for it. That all gets reviewed, and eventually we get back to the money. So when he said a few minutes ago that we are pretty close to done, those other counties, based on some things we've heard from some of those FEMA reps, will not even have their site visits done until next hurricane season.
Until June.
Until June. They're not even there. We're done with all that, gentlemen.
Yep.
We're in the process now where we're waiting on FEMA. We can't speed them up. I tried today. Didn't help. That process is in place. There are other funds, and there are grants that we're not aware of. And if you know one, I'm great with grants. I like them. We've got one being written right now for $250,000 on the Fire Act grant for life packs. I have $50,000, $75,000 worth of safety equipment, exercise equipment being written on the Fire Act grant. I just turned in a state matching grant for $200,000 for an oxygen generating machine. I just got the check for a $55,000 SIM man that we just got off of a grant. We write grants. I have people in my office that write grants. He writes grants and I write grants. We write grants that are relevant to us and to the county. And we don't get into the day-to-day county work. That's Mark, and we don't get into that. But that's where we are, gentlemen, and we'd be happy at any time to sit down and go over these items with you so that you know just what we're looking at. And I'll be quite honest with you, I've been to the Capitol all day today. I've not had time to look at that. Chief Garner's put this together. I tried earlier and I couldn't concentrate on it, so I just walked off from it. So and that's where that's at. Some of those other monies that are available, immediately following the storm, the senators, legislature, took $50 million out and said this is for the storm counties. As we speak right now, as of 2 weeks ago, there is, I believe it is $250,000 for the dredging of the Horseshoe Beach Canal System.
No,
That's five.
It's 2.4 million.
4 million.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. 2.4 million.
2.25 million.
That was based on the quotes that we received that it would cost to do that. There is another amount for the dredging of the Suwannee canals. There is $1.5 million for the Shirt Island Beach to add the sand back and also engineer it. So the next time we have an engineer, and FEMA will cover it. There is also $4.5 million for a fire station in the Horseshoe Beach response area so that we can not have to evacuate our people and our trucks out of our building that doesn't have any sleeping area. There is also $1.5 million to rebuild our First District fire station that received damage during the storm and had to be evacuated. That's laying on the governor's desk. I was told by the lady that sorted them that that is on the top of the pile. That is a 10.1 million dollars out of 50 million. There was $119 million request or $112 million requests. I asked for clarification on how we're going to get funded, how what the chances are, and she said, "I told you you're on the top of the pile, and the ones that get cuts on the bottom of the pile unless the governor rearranges." I can't control that one. There's recovery money. The LMS meeting that we had the other day, local mitigation strategy. That's a meeting of Mr. Hatch and I had some conversation. He was wondering why the board didn't come. Over the last 20 years, we've had a representative from the board because y'all are busy too. And, you know, we don't want to more than one get there. We have to hold board meetings and that kind of stuff. So what we do is hold those meetings and ask those representatives, you know, find out what projects we need. And that's what the county manager done. Some of those were the roads in Suwannee that y'all wanted to raise up. I think seawalls too, wasn't it?
Seawalls,
those things all go on that list. Horseshoe Beach, out across city, I know there's some stuff with town. Suwannee's water and sewer, there's some lift station stuff down there, generators I think it was. So we take all of those things into account. The list stays together. We run it all the time. If funding comes available, we can work that list out and we can do some, I mean, we can't personally, but we can have a meeting real quick and rearrange the priorities if we need to. Some of those we're starting to see that that's probably going to have to happen, but we have a process to do that. That goes to your hazard mitigation money. We met with the state of Florida the day before yesterday. So they sent their LMS team down to verify our list, see where we are and what our projected plans are. The only one that they said we couldn't get was the one I wanted for the radio system. They said no. But all of your stuff that you were talking about just a moment ago, as far as I know, that's all on there and all approved. Now, that's approved to be done, and it's a viable project. That doesn't mean the money's there. It's a viable project. The hazard mitigation money is money that comes about based on the numbers of PWs that are written through the affected area. That number, from what I understand, and the chief had me a little fuzzy on it, but I think I know what he's talking about. As more PWs are written, you remember I told you we're the only one with the site visits?
Yep.
Once you get that done, then you get into the actual writing of PWs, and that money starts to go up. Well, that hazard mitigation money goes up. The notice of funding came out 2 weeks ago while we were at FEMA. That's saying how much the county's going to get, each county. Ours was, at that time, $8.2 million.
$2.7 million match.
And it's a $2.7 million match. That's a 25% match. These gentlemen know where the grants are to help with the match. That's great. That money just became available. The closing date on that is April the 29th, I think it is. I would imagine that with the time frames that we're hearing, as those PWs are written, they may extend that date. Don't know that for sure, Chief. What do you think?
There's a possibility.
There's a possibility. But either way, those numbers are coming up. That money goes to the LMS stuff and any other projects that we find, you know, as long as we can get them on those lists. So we can take those funds. We can request, let's just use the roads.
Yeah, let's use the road.
We can request to raise that road, whichever one it is in Suwannee.
There's three of them.
Say it costs $500 million. That's the golden number for roads, right? So it costs $2 million. So we pull that out of that $8.2 million. But you got to remember, there's 25% match. You can do some in-kind labor, possibly depending on what the project is. You can have some volunteer hours in there that count for some of that to help make up the match. We also have matches on our PWs. Generally, we have enough volunteer assistance, different things that we have accountability for. We can pick up a lot of those matches on the PW side. The HMGP is a little more difficult. For small rural counties, It is very difficult for us to find that money. $2.5 million is a big match for us, gentlemen. We have been talking since day one with the state of Florida. We have been meeting with your legislators. We've been meeting with the senators. We've been meeting with the director of emergency management. He has assured us on numerous occasions that that 25% is going to be matched if he can find a way to do it. We were told yesterday that they're a little closer to that, we hope. As federal money, it has to be matched with state money, so there's some things there, or other monies, can't be matched with federal money. So you can't take a federal grant and match your HMGP grant money. So, but you can match it. There's some things that you can do to figure that out. We have done those things. I'm really happy to have the help, but I don't want to slow the process down. If they are going to be given the authority to come in and start back on the things that we have done, I'm afraid it will slow us down.
I don't want any of that.
I don't want to say 50-90% because we don't know how long it takes things. That's just the end of the day. We don't know. But our end is close to being done. Now we submit those to them. They only pick up a few projects at a time because they only have so many people sitting in the office in Gainesville. Ms. Twist comes down. We meet every week. I mean, she comes. I missed it yesterday because I was doing a site inspection at Georgia Pacific Cross City Lumber, which is improving greatly, by the way. But they come down. She meets with us. Usually has two or three reps. The site visits, when they come out, we would have 20 to 40 people. We would leave here with 15 or 20 cars. Tina would go to one spot. I would go to one. He would go to one. All of our site visits are done, gentlemen. We're just waiting on them to tell us how much is it worth, what can we pay you for it, what has your insurance paid, what will it pay. Once we get that, then the process of the money comes, and that takes time, but it comes. And then at that point, once we start getting that funding, we can start doing reconstruction, the building, whatever it is. We've met with Mr. Bailey, several times. To get the values of our properties. We've also reviewed the insurance company's value adjustments for those properties and what is covered, what is not covered. I think we're on a really good track right now to get that done. Our goal is to get it done before hurricane season. My goal is to get it done before gobbler season, but we're running out of time. But, you know, we want this done as much as we can before hurricane season. There's going to be record keeping. There's going to be tracking. Ms. Tina's in the office for that. We will be able to continue to receive funding for a period of time to compensate for that. My plan with Ms. Tina is to replace Ms. Virginia. She has told me very blatantly that she will not work for another director. So if I leave today, I think she's leaving today. So at least this gives us time to have some training there in place, but this pays for her salary to keep this going. I knew he would need help because, as these gentlemen said, it is a load of work. But at the end of the day, gentlemen, that's what you pay us for, make sure this happens. So I would also, and I don't want to try to be negative in any way, but I would also caution the board, you all know that you have procurement requirements, but we already have contractors on staff that do this. Mr. Joe Myers was the director for the state emergency management back in 98 when I worked in emergency management when it was civil defense. It's been a while ago. He has his own company. They are currently handling your ARPA money. But I go back to the point that we have a contractor who meets with us regularly when he's not sick that gives us these ideas. If we can't figure out how to fund it, this is what he does. That's all paid for through the state. They've done that once the storm come in. And I'm assuming probably all the counties have a representative. Unless they have their own contractors on staff, then that's not there. That's not costing you a dime right now, Jim. He is the one that came up to Shirt Island Beach. When Beach Bob said, this don't work, we can't do this, there's no money there for FEMA for this, Charles stepped in and said, look, there's $50 million sitting over there. Turn this project in. And that's what he's doing, is offering those pieces of advice. I just didn't want to let the board go too far with a decision until you knew kind of where we were. I don't want us to have anything in place that gets delayed. Because quite honestly, from the things I've heard from different agencies, I'll just leave that at that, I'm very impressed with where we are right now. It's been a huge hurdle. We don't get storms like this every day, but we get them pretty regular. Also keep in mind, if we're going to go into the contractor business on a regular basis, A lot of storms that we have, our river flood that we went through for years, was not a covered event. So if you're going to hire them on any contractor, not just these gentlemen, I don't want to disrespect these gentlemen, but any contractor, if you're going to hire them on a permanent basis to handle all of your storms, if it's not a declared event, if FEMA don't come in, it's still 5%. You're going to pay that. So just be aware of that as you make those steps. This is ultimately the board's decision, not ours. If y'all tell us to take a break and have a good day, we'll take tomorrow off.
No, we ain't going to do that.
But I wanted y'all to see where we were.
Yeah.
We have that list of projects, the LMS list. Once we get the rest of the folks that are going to turn in stuff, then we will prioritize that listing. We'll have meetings. We'll prioritize that listing. A lot of it will depend on what kind of storm damage there was, as well as what money is available and what will be covered. And from what Chief Garner told me, they are pretty confident that most all of those projects are viable projects. Which one ranks higher, we don't know that yet. So we'll have to see that.
The LMS as a group is the one that ranks those projects.
It's not just he and I. So.
And it's a fluid document, so if there's DEP money coming available for a septic to sewer system, that the sewer system is, because it's on the list, for it's number 20 or 25. If there's a funding of a source available, we can meet as a group and raid that list up, or that project up.
That's what I was saying, it's a fluid project. We just gather the group up and say, look, we've got $20 million from DEP to dredge this canal. We want to move this canal project to the top of the list. We call the state, probably a little more difficult than that, and say, rearrange this list. Here's the new copy. This canal is moving to the top of the list, and we want to apply for this money. Kind of the way it works, probably not quite as quick as that. But I just wanted y'all to have a good idea of where we were. And like I say, we'll be happy to answer any questions. There's a lot of information there. But that's the gist of it. There's 60 projects. The time to submit the project has passed. That's a done deal.
As far as FEMA damage project, LMS project, anything else, I want to verify that.
I told him I'd give him $100 bills to get them straight tonight.
Storm damage projects.
Yes, so that period is gone. That's your 60 projects that you have there. And we're working through all of those. Ms. Twist is very cooperative. And we've got that moving, and I think moving in a great direction. Again, it'll depend on what number they give us, and then at the end of the day, there's still a 12.5% match on 12.5% on this part, right? On this recovery money. So if we had, let's take Bowlegs Mainline, one of the low water crossings is damaged. If they say it's going to cost this much to fix this low water crossing, and Hutch can take his trucks and fix it to meet their specifications, then it costs you the fuel in the truck and the laborers. That's your in-kind labor. So that goes into your match. And I think that match can be applied to various projects. Is that correct, Chief? So if he's able to rebuild the entire Bowlegs Mainline, and they said it was going to cost $2 million, then that $2 million can be applied to help me replace my generator at Old Town that burned sideways, or any other projects in this group of projects. So there's some constraints there. We have to be careful how we do that and make sure we maintain the records. But that's what that contractor that we have on staff is for. It's what Ms. Twist is for. And that's what all of the other FEMA reps that once she reviews it, she gives it to other people to review. And then they pass it right on up the line so that all those eyes are on it. And that's the general process, gentlemen. I hope I've not confused you. But I want to be very careful that we don't do something that causes that program to slow down.
Exactly.
Because if we... And I don't know the board's intent, so I'm just kind of talking. So please don't hold this against me. But, you know, if we were to hire these gentlemen or Mr. Myers or any other company, and they were to come in and try to start these processes over, we've got to go in and start explaining why this document's here, why that's there. It's going to slow those processes down. And that's what we don't want to see, because he specifically and Tina have put in a tremendous amount of work already. And that's their job. You know, that's what they do. Right now, there's no hurricane, there's no wildfire, there's no natural disaster, we haven't had a tornado. None of that is there for him to worry about today. So the rest of his job, traditionally, in this county, has been to make sure that these things happen so that the county can recruit 100% of all the funds that are available there for them. And again, there's grants. We know there's other stuff. We know there's DEP grants. We know all those grants
USDA,
are there.
USDA, we've had meetings with USDA in numerous folks from federal partners on these grants, but it goes back to a lot when we had the meetings, and the reason why it was brought to the board is there's always a 20%, 25%, 10% match to everything. There is infrastructure grants out there. So we are working with FEMA and USDA on certain stuff.
We've met with all of these folks, and part of this is the state contractors. I mean, the state emergency management brought his whole office staff to our office and sat down and said, this is where we are, this is what you need to do. These people are going to help you get here. And I'm sure there's other things. You know, I'm not saying there's not. And anything we can find, we want to put in for it. My chief bass was writing the grant today. I've seen him working on it. Those things are there. Now, that's specific to our department. Like I say, we try not to get too deep into the general county world unless y'all ask us to. But as far as our departments,
if you can find us some money.
I was standing on the courthouse Capitol Square this morning at 8:30, and I have been talking to everyone that I could see. I have met with our legislature, Mr. Joke. I have met with Mr. Simon 6 times in the last 6 weeks. I've been to the Capitol 7 times, I think it is. Chief, is that correct?
You've been a lot.
I have spent a week at the FEMA conference with the EM director. To the point that today, whenever I seen Mr. Show's age, she looked at me and smiled and walked over and wrapped her arm around me and told me about another $3.7 million that may be fixing to happen.
Good.
So we'll see. It's not storm related, but we'll see what happens. But we're there, gentlemen, every day that we can. If they call us, we're going. If we need something, we call them, they come. If there's other funds that are there, we definitely want it.
Yep.
But I just want to caution the board that we're very careful that we don't hire
hinder anything that we've got started.
Correct. Because if these gentlemen, Mr. Myers or Mr. Bailey or the sheriff has his own contract company, and they come in and they have to start going back through these processes, meeting back with FEMA on things that we've already done, it is going to bring it to a dead standstill for a while. Sure, move forward fluidly after a little while. But we're looking to be done in a few months because we have other projects. We've got other things. We've got another storm season coming. Those things have to take precedence, too. But Miss Tina is there, hired on to make sure this stuff gets managed properly. And hopefully she's going to be helping us manage those 4 fire stations and that maintenance building, Shirt Island Beach, and everything else in short. So we're looking at about $15 million laying on the governor's desk from what we've been told right now. So.
Just out of our office. But
yes,
as a caveat, you're asking about internal agency using different grants and everything like that. I have a meeting with state and federal partners on the 21st at our office that they're coming in, USDA and a lot of this other state agencies along with some federal to talk about what they can provide to Dixie County.
Okay.
We're meeting with Ms. Kat Kamath on the 27th in Gainesville specifically for grants.
Okay.
So we will be going to look at any grants. A lot of it is going to be fire-related since her husband's a firefighter. But she is also looking at any grants for rural counties, storm-related ideas, implementation processes, anything we can get grant-wise. She called for this meeting and asked us to come. Not just us, by the way. I mean, anyone in her coverage area.
Exactly.
But, young man, we're there every day. That's what we're doing for you. We're trying our best to make this as great as it can be. At the end of the day, we're here for this county.
We're just trying to get y'all some extra help. That's all we're trying to do.
I just don't want us to do anything that complicates what
exactly.
We've got.
Understand
there are
that.
Other grants that y'all want to look at with whichever company you want to advertise and hire for. That would be great. You know, we're open to that. Y'all know of one, we'll look at it. We'll apply for it. We may have already looked at it.
Okay.
I just don't want us to do something that slows down that process or that starts to take away from those funds that we already know are
coming.
Because at the end of the day, you've got a 12.5% match. If you hire these gentlemen or the sheriff, Kelly, you got another 5%. It's coming off of that. It's coming out of that money. So that's going to take away from the funding that you had to rebuild whatever project it was. Perhaps I'm misunderstanding that. I would say I haven't read their contract, but I have. So that's kind of where we're at. I wanted to make sure that the board had a good idea of where we are. We have been, unfortunately, and I will apologize, we have missed a couple of meetings. The reasons for that is that we were at the Capitol. We were at FEMA. We were meeting with those people.
So we haven't been able to give you quite as many updates. Y'all all know that my office is open. Any day that you want to talk, you're welcome to call me, come out there, sit down, what have you got going on? I'd be happy to tell you that. As soon as I heard y'all's concerns last meeting, I know Mr. Hatch was had some of the concerns, and I immediately called him and hopefully got him some of those answers. But those projects are there, gentlemen. They're on the list. The money is just becoming available on the recovery stuff for the projects that we just talked about. How much, I don't know. I don't know how much the seawalls are, how much raising the roads are. I just can't say that. The only thing I can say is right now there's $8.2 million. There's $2.something million in a match, and the money's there to be applied for. But there is a 25% match.
The quotes for the road is $514,800 to raise all three roads.
Where'd you get that?
These gentlemen right here.
We've been working on this, gentlemen, every day.
And to clean, to reshape, and to increase the capacity of 40 miles of canal is $2.4 million, which is a viable project, but you've got a 25% match. Replace culverts countywide for proper drainage, along with that, is a $1.5 million project, which is a viable project, but we also, again, have a 25% match if we cannot get it waived. In engineering, we're looking at roughly about $500,000, give or take their percentages on that side of it. For the generator here at the courthouse, you're looking at $385,200 for services with demolition, generator, and hookup. So, and that's a viable project on this. So we have met, and we are working on projects for the LMS and the HMGP funds, but there again, until we get the notification from the governor's office and state legislative that, hey, you're not going to have any match being a physically constrained county, unless you know where we've got to hide money to do this, that's a lot of match we've got to come up with.
We can't match.
Every time. And y'all were, some of you were there. I don't remember how many of you were there. We kind of busted up y'all's party, to be honest with you. We apologize for that. But every time we've met with him, that's the first thing that he and I have said is, look, the HMGP, we've got to have the match. If not, the money's going to go to a different county that can afford the match. And it happens all the time. We've all suffered another storm because we couldn't afford the matches. We just can't afford the match. That's what happens throughout the state, and they're aware of that. We've met with them. I put in a request today to meet with the Senate President, Ms. Pasadena. I'm going to get a phone call back in a few days. Hopefully next week I'll be able to go up and sit down with her as well. We've met with Mr. Clemens. I've tried to get a meeting with Ms. Jennifer, and she's been very busy, apparently, the last few days. So, you know, we're working those avenues for you, gentlemen. We're there batting the woods every day. The director for EM, just last week, we spent the day with him. He knows our needs. He knows our needs. His hands are tied, too, because of some of the constraints I told y'all, that federal money can't be matched with but certain monies. If there's a grant available, we're happy to look at it. We'll apply for it if y'all want to, or if they want to, or whomever. I don't want to say they, because there are processes there, and I want to make sure the attorney knows that I'm not there. but you know, if there's things there, if we're getting something, we want to know that. But that's what that contractor's on staff for us for, that the state's paying for. All of your debris pickup. We were one of the first counties in this part of the state that was affected by the storm to complete our debris pickup and have them out of here. Jim Garner and I, we rode the sites every day. I had breakfast with the pickup crews every single morning. It happened that our time frames aligned, and they sat next to me, and she called me on Christmas and said, Merry Christmas. And she lives in Miami.
I fed a bunch of them, too.
We've worked through that, the canal debris cleanup. We were limited a little bit because of the way the state done it, but we've gotten the canal, the DEP, and was the DEP done it now?
Yes.
I'm so confused with letters anymore. But all that was done. Those things have been picked up. DOT, with all of your road debris throughout this entire county, you are, and I work with Mr. Upshaw every single day. If y'all had lists, y'all had names, numbers, roads, we'd give them to him. He'd call them, they would go, they took care of it. Those things have all been done in record time, gentlemen.
Yep.
And that's what I wanted to express to y'all. And I'm not here tooting our horn, but I am.
That's right.
I don't want to talk well about myself. I'm kind of quiet about myself, but I will tell you.
Y'all doing a good job.
That I think we've done
fine job. Fine job.
And I don't want to see that compromised, and I don't want to see the county lose any funding that's already set or have it delayed.
Exactly.
And that's, I mean, Chief, is there anything I missed? I've rambled probably too long, but anyway, that's where we're at.
We got plenty of time.
You got a question?
Oh, yeah.
So, if y'all want, when you start, we'll try to
stand up and do it.
Sure. I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
I've got my step counting.
What page are we looking at, so I can be on the same page?
This first one right here.
Yes, sir.
What is it? What plan?
These projects are in scoping and routing right now through, so what that has done, at least these projects are in FEMA's hands to approve those amounts. Those amounts came from either A, the general side of how much we paid to purchase those, or the Northmore professionals on getting their bids in on what it would cost us. Excuse me. What you see there is the best available cost is the total cost of that project, and the this is on the federal side, so this is coming from FEMA, so it shows 25% off of that. So that's why it says you're only getting, I'm using the first one right there, it's $58.50.
Exactly, that's all we'll get out of it.
Well, you will get that from the federal side.
Okay.
The state will turn in 12.5% more, and then the county has to match 12.5%. Under state statute, how it reads is the county will, the state and the county will split the cost.
Chairman, if I can interrupt you for a second.
Okay.
There are some differences in those matches. That HMGP is 25%.
But this,
with the recovery stuff, the state kicks in that extra. So there's why you're hearing two different numbers.
Okay.
Because it's two different parts of money.
Okay.
This is strictly these projects right here, mm-hmm. this one mm-hmm. and these,
okay.
are what we submitted damage due to Hurricane Idalia.
Okay.
So that's why you have, when I start talking about PWs, the project worksheets, and everything that we are in the process of writing, or these have been written, and they're in scoping, as you can see, scoping and cost routing for FEMA, and that's where they're at on that side of it.
So all of these projects are laying up there.
They're laying in
Atlanta, waiting up there for
approval.
And already reviewed by their engineers.
All right, Scott, let's look at this. Pick one. I don't care which one. Shirt Island. Yeah, because okay. there's a bunch of Shirt Islands. Which one is that one?
Shirt Island is not on this
not
list
on
right
this
here.
One whatsoever. So let's pick.
Our
Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Calvary
no. I want to do Parks and Rec and Facilities.
Okay.
Horseshoe Beach Commercial Pier.
Commercial Pier. And okay, that is,
scope
just so you know that what they're calling Commercial Pier is the Main Street boat ramp.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that is, it's going to be roughly approximately $864,000 to rebuild all of that is what they're looking at to do it. So with that, they are going to cut, if FEMA approves this list and everything, they will cut us a check for, FEMA will cut a check to the state for $648,300.
Mm-hmm.
The state will cut another check for 12.5% of that. Of the total amount. Is it making sense?
Say it one more time.
This is how it goes. You've got $864,400.
Okay.
Okay. 75% of that is from the feds.
Okay.
So they'll give us that. And then the state will come in and cut a 12.5% check of that $864,400 to us.
Okay.
The county is responsible for the balance of that 12.5%. So whether or not, hang on one second real quick. So whether or not I use Hutch and all his voluntolds from
to make up that
12.5%, or we come in and you know what? They're going to give us this check for all the money. And we use Hutch with their engineering, and they come in and say, all right, we're going to charge, it's only going to cost us $500,000.
Save some money.
We save that money, and we can use that for some any work. Other project that's over. Because of it being a small project, we can use those funds if the county agrees. But now if it comes in and says,
it's going to cost you $1.5 million, and we agreed to $864,000. We can't go back and say, can I have my other $500,000? We eat that money. Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
On that side of it? So keeping stuff under small projects or in the small project realm is a very good benefit for the county. Because if we have Hutch and the road department and everything else come in and do these projects, whether it be through Guns Engineering side and do the prints and everything and they can do it, or we hire the sheriff's contracting service to come in and build these, it's that cost.
Exactly.
But if it goes over the $1 million threshold for a small project,
that's on us.
It's on us, and it takes then, it's a reimbursable project. We have to put the money up front and then say, okay, this is what we want back. If we keep it under that, in that small project threshold, under the $1 million, it's, they just cut you a check pretty much on that side. Yes, sir.
All right, so let's move down to buildings and equipment. 20. Community center.
That one is going to be a pain in the tail right now because the engineers are telling us that it is repairable. According to what the paperwork I got from them, the insurance company is saying it is not repairable. It needs to be demolished.
I have talked to them today.
Okay.
They said it's the board's decision. If we choose to repair it, it has to be up to...
Pipeline, yeah.
It has to be elevated.
Has to be raised.
They'll pay us $308,000. We can cash out. We can do whatever we want to do with that money. If we want to take the building and move it out to Glendale Park, or if we want to demolish it, we want to sell the building and totally rebuild brand new, that $308,000 is ours.
Where are we getting that money from?
Insurance. That's what insurance will pay us for that. They've already paid it. Well, they have paid
that. Is that your number?
No, this is not my number.
That's exactly where my confusion's at, right there.
Okay.
We got insurance on a bunch of this stuff.
Okay.
Where's that money at?
It's in an account right now in finance, and we have not touched any of our projects because we won't until FEMA comes in and says,
okay, the money.
I'm using round numbers, $500,000 to fix the one in Suwannee. When it comes down to it, okay, the insurance company's paid you $300,000. We're going to pay the $200,000. That's all we're giving you. They're only making up the difference.
Okay.
So when it comes down to this $300,000 that's sitting here because of the engineer costs and stuff, I keep saying that because, I mean, y'all went out there and looked at the building for us. They had another right there on the front road. But that's what we submitted. So FEMA has all of our insurance policies, all the check, or copies of the checks, check numbers and how much they were, and all the, I call them EOBs, but they're not the exclamation of benefits or whatever.
It's the breakdown.
It's the breakdown of what they paid in for each building and everything. So FEMA has all that, and that's why it's in scope and routing in here. So it may come back to say, you know what, we're only going to give you, for buildings and equipment for Suwannee, we're only going to give you $200,000. Or we're only going to give you $68,000 to round up
to the amount,
to the amount that's
because
that
we
the
got,
engineer
because
says
we got the
insurance paid.
Gotcha.
So.
That's exactly what's going to happen. We're dealing with that already in our SHIP program with house replacement.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going to happen. So.
And there's no way, whether it's the contractor doing it, us doing it, or anybody else, you're going to get away from that. Because FEMA has our insurance policy, and we have to get shown copies of every check.
Well, then that number's not right.
Right now, that is what has been submitted to FEMA.
But you just said the insurance money will come off out of that, right?
No.
If you submit $200,000 to FEMA, right?
Well, I've submitted $300,000 to repair that building.
$300,000 to repair the building.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance has paid us how much?
$308,000.
Okay.
They haven't paid us, but they're waiting.
So we're going to owe them $8,000?
No.
It's up to us what we do with that $308,000.
No, it's not.
Mr. Hatch, this is the same problem.
No.
The average system.
As far as what we do with that building.
Same
right.
Problem.
That is, but the money's not.
Yeah.
So if it comes down,
that's where we're going to get in trouble. That's what I'm telling y'all.
No, we won't. If you come in and they see that we have $308,000 for the building. When it comes down to it, when it's in scoping, So what that is, it's they're going through with everything with insurance and payments and everything else. If they come back and say
that,
if they come in and say, okay, you've exceeded, your insurance is paid 100%, we'll take that project off. You don't get that $300,000.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So it doesn't matter who.
So now let's move to this list.
Okay.
Can I play one thing, Boston?
Yeah, sure.
This is the same thing that the residents run into as well.
Exactly right.
If they have insurance, FEMA's not going to pay until their insurance pays.
Exactly.
So it's just the way their rules are set up. And it's frustrating for the citizen. It's frustrating for us. Insurance is going to have to pay first, whatever that amount is. And then
after that,
whatever
then FEMA
above
steps
that
in.
Is the amount, then FEMA will pick up if everything is met.
Right.
So it's a screwed up deal.
That's their guys.
Not really. I mean, it's... Yeah. Okay, now let's move this list.
Okay.
Pick me all the 20 projects out. There's 30-something. How many did you say? 34?
There's 60 projects.
Yeah, 60 projects. How many we got in 20?
You have the 20. Right now you have the... Community building in Swanee.
I think the other one maybe didn't, as far as insurance claims, didn't meet that deductible part.
There, what other damages were done in Swanee besides the insurance, or excuse me, the building?
I thought there was something to the library.
No, there was nothing on the library. We were told that water never got to it, wind never got to it, so the only damage in Swanee was to the
building.
Okay.
So 60? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there's 60.
Okay, we got one project submitted, Swanee Community Center,
mm-hmm.
that we just said that was submitted for $300,000, and they paid us $308,000, right?
Okay.
We didn't know that until they just got the check.
Right, but I have no projects on here for Swanee. I counted 17 for Horseshoe, and hell, I quit counting it.
Because there was no damage in Swanee.
Oh, crap, Scott.
On county buildings.
But
there's
a big pile of stuff down there that you told the man today that it's our responsibility to move.
We're burning it.
No, you're not. You can't burn that.
When he said he is going to take
who's
the
excavator. Who's doing it?
Tim.
Tim is.
He's
yeah,
going
we're
to take
doing
the
it. There
yes,
is. We're doing
the
it.
I can't help it that when
that,
they come in
but don't,
that it wasn't done.
We got screwed there, honestly. We did. They picked up everything in the county and left that big old pile down there. For
it was
us
out
to
of sight. They didn't pick up any sites, Mark.
What were we supposed to do to it? Pile it side of the road?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what they were told to do.
Pile
it
side
of
the road.
When
yeah,
we'd
have blocked them
it.
Off going into Swanee.
I can't help that.
Nah.
But DOT wouldn't do it.
Gee.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, I know there wasn't any projects, but I know there were a couple of others with roads and maybe they went down some of the future.
Yeah.
And they couldn't document that that was storm related. That's the problem is we have to have that documentation that it was caused by the storm. And who went?
Angie, you drive them every day.
I'm not here
arguing that point, boss. I'm just saying that we couldn't give FEMA the documentation that they wanted to say that was storm damage.
You didn't know
about that. We carried our engineers to look at it.
Hazard mitigation, DR 4734, due on April 30th.
Yep.
What are you submitting on that?
That is going to be up to the LMS, and right now we have, let's see, like I just mentioned, 40 miles of canal for the Old Town Hammock area. We have three roads in Swan, and a generator at the courthouse here.
I've been told that Swanee will not get no paving. Swanee will not get no seawalls. I got a list right here where it's already deleted off of it. If I wouldn't ask for it, I wouldn't even got it. So, my mind's made up. So, thank you.
Right.
I know what I'm going to do.
Tim, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Bailey, is there any money out there for roads? Mr. Lockler, is there any money out there for roads and seawalls for resilience? Horseshoe, are y'all putting in for any roads?
I have not yet.
And seawalls? How are y'all doing it?
How are we doing the roads?
Yes, sir.
We've already had three inspections on the damaged roads. And the consultant has done
their own analysis, their own inspection, that's submitted now.
We have it.
So, what? I got to fight for Swanee. Somebody's got to fight for Swanee. This is not right. I'm sorry. And I don't mean to be a peckerhead, but I'm sorry. We are missing out on money on this county.
What did we miss with this thing? Because we turned in everything that we told.
According to everything?
The list that I just seen had one project for Swanee, and it was actually insured through the county's insurance. And then if you do that, there's no money for Swanee.
And your job is to cover damages from the center.
That
to repay roads. We have that on our mitigation plan.
But they will, Darren. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. They will.
They replaced the one in Horseshoe because it washed it off to the side of the road.
and the streets in Horseshoe, they have, I mean, they're responsible for, let me get mixed up. Their city streets, they're responsible for. I know they have a sinkhole on one of them. They have some other damage. They probably have some payment there.
Those things, they're going to be able to recover. But we have to be able to show FEMA that the damage was caused by the storm. I'm not saying that it wasn't. I'm just saying they don't agree with it.
Why is it when you say you have to have proof? What type of proof?
We can actually save all the roads in the county.
I can see all of them.
What is resilient? No, see, all of them, right? No, they're not. Not all of them, ain't. But there's some on right of ways. What's the resilient for? What? I guess I'm dumbfounded. What's the purpose of it?
You talking about mitigation funds?
Resilient, build back, hazard.
It is to make those things
harden
better.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger and better.
We'll take our fire station in the first district.
Mm-hmm.
It's been damaged multiple times from storms. Doesn't have shutters. Doesn't have generators. That money is there for those types of improvements. Your seawalls. It's there to improve that.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it better.
Bigger and better.
That's what that money's there for, but it has to fall into that mitigation side. If the road is too low, we need to raise it. The engineer says it needs to be raised. The money's there. That's what Chief Garner told you a few moments ago. It's a viable project. If the board chooses to say we want to build the seawalls first, and that's the only project we want to look at, then the committee meets and they say the board wants to build seawalls, and that's the only project we want to look at. And if the committee agrees to it, we submit that request for $8.2 million to rebuild seawalls. And the county is responsible for 25% match. But
then we're done with all of it.
Well,
we build a couple seawalls.
If you were to use it all for that project, is what I'm saying. I don't think you would. I don't really know if you would or not. But
Darren's talking about one program. Resiliency is done by DEP.
That's why I asked for questions.
John is doing a study for the county.
Yeah, just saying the same week when I missed that.
We submitted last cycle, or we weren't successful with it. After that cycle now, that report has to be complete before you submit again. Okay, that's not event related. That is a total separate program that they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can raise the roads with it. You can the seawall is
exactly right.
Those are all candidate projects, but it's all competitive at that point as well.
Money we were talking about is storm related. His money is more grant related.
Future hardening, unrelated to any specific
future.
But I did tell you and the whole board, I mean,
we do need to
get together and we can submit for specific types of money through that program to put ourselves in a position to be ready, shovel ready, when, as Greg just said, once we become eligible after doing the vulnerability assessment. Like you said, we tried last year, but you got to be done with this first. But there are pots of money related in that program that we can do the design, get it all ready to go so that when we become eligible for the construction monies, it's ready to go. And that puts you in a much higher position to get that construction money.
And if I could, that's when I said earlier that we as my department, try not to get too deep into the county side of the grant. So that's what I was referring to,
mm-hmm.
because it requires engineering, and we have engineers on staff that work those things, roads, bridges, everything, and that's what we do. So we ourselves try not to get too deep in that side because it's not
it kind of takes it out of the storm-related side into a different side, into a different
category.
I mean, we'd be happy to. If y'all bring us one, we'll look at it. But, you know, that's why we don't go as deep into that side of it. And, you know, if you wanted to hire a contractor to do that, that's the board's choice. I mean, you've got
Darren, I've got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard you make a comment that the deadline for the submissions was over.
For
FEMA?
For initial damages that were reported during the storm, yes, ma'am, that's closed, correct, Chief?
Yes. The damage inventory, that section to report damage inventories has been closed.
Okay. Is there any other avenue, I guess, that we can apply for these benefits or funding that we need someone on staff immediately for? And I'm looking at their contract as far as we're talking about the procurement, an emergency contract. How would you justify an emergency contract if there's no deadlines pending?
No, that
that's why I need to know if there are deadlines.
Up to the attorney, there is no deadline besides the one for HMGP funds, and that's in April 29th. So, but that has, that is already set, that funding, that $8.2 million and everything like that. So,
because, I mean, from an attorney standpoint, we're talking about an emergency contract entered into, possibly, and I know we can't make a decision to remind y'all of that also because we're in a workshop, but the contract I looked at was for an emergency contract. The only grounds in which we can do that, gentlemen, for non-competitive procurement, there's five, and they're outlined in that contract. But the only one I see that we have is number three, which is the public exigent, and I'm going to or emergency for the requirement will not permit a delay resulting from publicizing a competitive solicitation. In other words, we don't have time to complete the official procurement act because of an emergency or a deadline. If we don't have that, my advice would be we can't enter into any emergency contract because we don't have an emergency. Now, if you can tell me that there is.
You got a date when it closed? Because I'm getting head shaking that thing closed.
Back in January is when it closed. Actually, December sometime is when the...
December 12th, I think it was.
Back in December is when the DEIs were mandated by the state to be turned in and closed. So we cannot add any more damage inventory to Dixie County's list since then.
Let's call him up.
There's a period when the TDI is going to be done. Yes. Okay. However, say that you can't add anything else to it, that's not right. Okay? We are adding projects on top of things even after the TDI is done because of when FEMA came out and did their inspections and everything else, they missed a whole lot of stuff. We're still even going after Hurricane Ian, you know, with some clients, you know, getting them added to the damage and everything else. We have concurrence with FEMA and the state with what we're doing in Horseshoe, okay? Just so everybody knows, and we're not here to take anything away from anybody. We're not here to interfere, Chief, in your business, okay? I would never do that. I come from the fire service, okay? But just understand, we're here to help the community as well as you are, but we're not touching the recovery side of things. Unless you have a struggle getting things, and we can maybe add, help you get back.
That was my concern, Chief, is that we didn't, and that's what I told the board, we didn't do anything to compromise that. And I said very specifically, if you or whichever other company may choose to hire us to help with those things, I just don't want to compromise anything.
Nobody's here to compromise. We're not here to compromise anything.
Thank you. And if there is a process, if you have other projects and you want us to ask them, we'll turn it in. We'll see what they say. We'll give it to you in writing.
We did with FEMA.
But I, you know,
and Charles, too. Charles used to work for me at one time.
Somewhere already. However y'all want to do that, you know, this is ultimately y'all's decision. We just don't want to cause any delays or compromises of anything that is in process.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's, again, that's y'all's, your situation. I've got tanker training at 10 o'clock in the morning. I've got a meeting at 4 o'clock tomorrow. We'll do whatever the board chooses. We're here to work for you. As long as we're here, that's our job.
What are you looking at on emergency? Explain that one more time.
Okay. I've looked at the federal code in regards to methods of procurement, which is one of the ones in their contract that they quoted, which is correct, which is section 200.320, the methods of procurement. For the non-competitive procurement, there's five ways that we can go about non-competitive procurement. It can be the acquisition of property or services, the aggregate dollar amount of which does not exceed the micro-purchase threshold, and then you have to look at the micromanagement threshold. The item is available only from a single source. The public exigency or emergency for the requirement will not permit a delay resulting from publicizing a competitive solicitation, so that no other words, advertising for bidders. The federal awarding agency or pass-through entity expressly authorizes a non-competitive procurement in response to a written request from the non-federal entity, or after solicitation of a number of sources, competition is determined inadequate. So we didn't get enough bids back, basically. So those are the only avenues that we have to move forward without going through the competitive procurement procedures and keeping us on the right side of where we want to be. So my heartburn now is I'm being told, okay, we are at a deadline. We've already passed it. So how do we step out here and say it's exigent to hire these gentlemen or any gentleman? Again, you know, we're in a workshop, but how do we hire them without going through a competitive bidding?
How'd y'all do it, Horseshoe?
We went through a competitive bid process, but
y'all advertised and went through all the procurement stuff.
And at this point, that's exactly where I would tell this board we need to be. You know, I would love to, you know, the deadline to be in one day next week, and you could have jumped out here and got on it. But that's not what I'm hearing, and my job is to make sure we go down the right path, and my recommendation would be do competitive bidding.
You may, China.
Building department have anything, Leon, add on to this?
Yes, sir. We have a deadline for all the houses that we have to evaluate and give our report back, and they're helping me and Horseshoe on that, and it's about in 2.5 weeks.
We got some in Swanee too, don't we?
Yes, sir. It's the county, I mean, Horseshoe, they're helping me there, but yeah, we have countywide. The ones I've been talking about.
Would that qualify?
Where are we getting the funding from? Is it FEMA funding?
It's FEMA funding.
Okay. So, Leon, clarify for me, your deadline is not expired.
No, my deadline is open. It will expire here shortly.
So then it would have to be very tailored to address the issues with Leon. You would have to still, if you wanted to do anything additional, you would have to do competitive bidding, because you can only do this for a short term anyway, because you have to go back and do the competitive bidding. So you can do this short term under the special exigency circumstances for Leon's needs. Yes, Ms. Barbie.
With the counties concerning the competitive bidding, we're allowed to piggyback off of each other. So Levy County did a competitive bid, and I like what they did. I can piggyback off them. So I don't know if you can maybe piggyback off Horseshoe. Just throwing that out there.
And that's very true. It's very possible we might be able to do that, because they did do, and it's the same service. So it's very possible that that would be a possible way to go about it.
And if the board wants to give me some help and help me, I will take all the help I can get. Be very clear on that. I will not fight you now.
So you're saying these guys have been helping you down there in Horseshoe, correct? Okay.
Chana, the process would be emergency. I want to see if we could piggyback off the Horseshoe. That might be the...
And we very likely can. I just need to probably look at their contract. And, I mean, I'm sure it's been vetted by Conrad, but still, I would make sure that it wasn't just unique to Taylor in such a way that we can't piggyback off of it.
Yeah, that's the piggyback part. It has to be scope for scope. Anything that changes in the scope, you can't piggyback off of it.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the reason I would definitely need to look at their contract.
What do you have down there?
We do all consulting, everything. You know, FEMA public assistance, HUD, everything. All the programs, the federal programs, it's in it.
So everything is in the scope?
Yep.
Y'all do every bit of it?
Yep.
The only other thing, I did talk to the county manager, and I'm not as familiar with DSI, but he did make a comment to me that we do have a consulting firm, DSI, that we use a lot on these type of projects. And again, I'm not exactly sure of their scope, and I wish I could speak more to that. And I know he's out of state. So
Well, DSI has really done us a heck of a good job. And we went there with our ARPA money. There was a couple of different acronyms, ARPA, and what was the other one, Martha, you remember? I used to remember. But they've, it was through the Stormwater Task Force that I sat on also. But that was the best thing we ever done.
Yeah. And, I mean, me and him have talked about some of this, and he made the comment that DSI does some of this same type of work.
Yeah.
I just throwing that out there, not saying one way or the other as in the workshop, but just for informational purposes.
We've used them also in strategy over the years. Very smart.
Yeah, Erica.
Yeah, Ms. Erica, too. We work with.
Yes, I too.
Yeah. They done us a really good job there, and honestly, that was... Y'all said something made me nervous from Scott. You seen my facial expression on it. I've looked at a lot of grants through the years. I've been fortunate enough to have been here for a little bit. And I've never seen a grant to where you can take the leftover money and put somewhere else. I want some clarity on that.
What that is, it's not the grant. It's the actual project worksheet. It's the PW money. So if we do
the matching money, correct?
No.
I'm using round numbers again. They give us $100,000 to fix the fence at the office. And Hutch gets out there and fixes it to pre-storm conditions and everything for $50,000. I do not have to turn that $50,000 back in. I can go over to another project that has an overrun, Sherwood Park, and I can take that money and put it over there with no questions and no concerns.
Y'all ever heard of that, Greg, John, y'all? Is that?
Because you can use it as an overrun.
That was a little embezzled. That was me, too.
That would be insurance. It would be something totally different. That's why I did the fence, because there is no insurance on our fence.
Okay. You can't create a new project out of it. You got to have an existing...
That's what I'm saying. I can take the
existing
project at
Sure
and use it as an overrun and use it over there if that project runs over on cost.
We can't take the money and go out here.
Oh, it makes perfectly good sense what you're saying, but I ain't never seen them have too much common sense.
It's unusual, but
yeah.
It's totally different than grant work.
It makes sense, and that's why I don't think it's right.
I will tell you, I was just as confused as you, because there are ways, not on grant, but on our HMGP money. And we tried this, and one day privately I'll tell you what really went on, but our EOC was built on what they call a global match. If you have another project or someone else in that area has another project that is similar to what you're building, I had the same expression. Yes. You can actually take that project and apply it to the project you want to do and use that project for your match. And basically, what I've been told all the way up to nearly to the governor, you don't have to use your match. I don't understand. I'm still in the dark on it. And we'll talk about it one day privately because I still get irritated. But on the HMGP side, you know, let's just say the one we applied for was the first district fire station. We designed it for the same construction type as our EOC, which was expected to be started. As long as we get those projects in prior to the construction phase, then we can use the EOC as our match for that fire station. Unfortunately,
every contact in the state of Florida we talked to didn't tell us we had to actually apply for the EOC on the HMGP as well until after the deadline, and I lost my cool. But there are things there. It's complicated, and I had the same look at Mr. Wood that had, and they told me, I'm like, hell, crap, you say that. But they told us all the way down through the state. You know, it's just an example of another funding source or mechanism to get there. And we're looking at all of them. I promise you, we know. I'm not saying we know all of them. I'm not. They probably might know some things that we don't know about. And we're game for that. But I just wanted y'all to be as informed as we could get y'all. We're trying to do what we can, make it as good as we can for y'all. So.
Mr. Jeff, do you have anything that you want, because I did invite you to come up, because I wanted you to know where we're, because there's a lot of horseshoe stuff on here, too. I did want everybody on the same page. I didn't want this one going here, this one going there. Come together.
The only thing that I would say, I'll just stand up again, the only thing I would say is these guys obviously know way more about this than I do. I mean, we jumped off in that thing, and we fought our way through it. I remember going to the, y'all talking about the senators and the reps, and I went to the Capitol. I talked to all of them multiple times. From here, multiple times. Working to dress him. And sitting with Corey Simon, sitting with Rep Charles, everyone was just starting to ask me, do you have a consultant?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Me too.
And they said, you're doing good where you're at. Because I followed Sherry Twist and those people. They guided me. FEMA was guiding me. And they did great. I thought they did great. But I had a funny feeling, the hair standing on the back of my neck, thinking that I was about to submit something, and I may have missed crossing a T or a dotting an I. And I didn't want to bankrupt. And when I brought these folks in, they did the same thing you did today. But it was basically what I think Mr. Corey said. If we don't get paid, they don't get paid.
Exactly.
That's the contract. And I sat in a council meeting when I asked the council for approval to hire them. And it's a funny story, but I had a lady sit in the front row, and I said, and I was pleading my case, but I told her, I said, if you and me are the last people on earth, and you need brain surgery, I'm your man. I cracked that head open and we can do it. It probably ain't going to be And I said, I feel the same way about this. I can go through the paperwork. I can go through this FEMA submittal. I can do all of that. I can get it done. But we probably ain't going to get paid. I'm going to probably bankrupt horseshoe. And that's when I brought them in. What I'm leading to is these guys, I had multiple projects that I was submitting. And these guys said, don't submit anything. Just let me look. And they picked it apart. And they said, you see this? It's got the word in it three times. Get that word out of there. He said, because enhance is a bad word to feel. There's a conveyor belt, and everything we submit going down conveyor belt one, but if it got one word wrong or something not right, it kicks it to conveyor belt two and goes under a big microscope. It went from 30 days getting your money to a year getting your money. And these guys have caught multiple items that we went through. And I was guided by FEMA. They said, do it this way. But these guys, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Advances, money that we spent in day one, you know, the Category A stuff, we're already getting money back on that. It's low-hanging fruit. And I can't break the bank. I don't want to go bust CDs. I want to spend FEMA's money on
that's
all
right.
Of this.
There you go.
That's kind of what we're doing. They've done a good job for me, and I think they're a good job for the whole county. They had some great ideas, some things they talked about in this meeting. If y'all get a chance to talk to them, you should.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, on Mr. Williams' behalf, one of the differences is that you as the board have an emergency management agency. It's mandated and funded by the state. We are that. We deal with it every day. He does not. I mean, no disrespect, Mr. Williams.
No.
But, you know, he's looking at a different aspect in the city of Horseshoe Beach, any municipality. The sheriff's office, Swanee Water and Sewer. They're different entities. They're not a county entity. They're their own entity, which means they generally have to apply themselves. So he doesn't have, he did, if he would have, if he wanted us to help him, we would help at all times. That's what we do. We work with the sheriff. We work with Swanee Water and Sewer. We work with them on some things. You know, we are there to help with that guidance. But at the end of the day, he as the mayor and the city council are responsible for the city of Horseshoe Beach, and they don't have an emergency manager hired on. And they probably don't have the funding and generally don't have a need for it. So that's why I want to just kind of lay out that difference where you have 20-something years, 37 years, I don't know, I want to count. You know, we've been doing this, gentlemen. And I'm not saying we're perfect. We'll miss things. But everybody in this room does. But that's kind of the difference in where Mr. Williams is. And we'll be happy to sit down. I mean, he's got these guys on staff, and we don't want to interfere with that. But, you know, the next event, come to our office, we'll talk, we'll look, we'll do. You know, but we have to have that communication into our office to make it happen. If it doesn't, if and please don't take anything negatively, but if Mr. Williams goes to the governor's office and asks for it and doesn't let us know what's going on,
you don't know
and
it.
Then the House rep shows up and says, you know, where'd the five trailers come from? We don't know. You know, that's where the breakdown comes. And I don't want to throw any arrows or anything, but what I'm trying to say is we're there to help. But he also is in a whole different world because he doesn't have the resources that the county has. And that's why, you know, I can see his view that, hey, these guys are here, they've done this, they can help us. And maybe that's what the board chooses. I don't know. But I just wanted to kind of lay that difference out because, you know, that traditionally that's what we've done all the way back to Arthur Bullock when he was here, when he was an EM, when it was civil defense, when they built civil defense. You know, that's the way this county's functioned. One, we don't have the money generally to go hire contractors and keep them on staff. If the event's not declared, we don't have the 5%, 3%, 28%, or whatever, 0.5% to pay that match. So the county has always relied on our staff, my staff, Chief Garn, myself. I was in emergency management in 1998. I was in emergency management when Joe Myers with ESI was the director. Shot pool with him. So, you know, We've seen those things. I was in Katrina. I had to wait until it made landfall. I sat there for 7 days. You know, we just want to try to show that difference in where Mr. Williams is versus where the county is. And if there's things they can do in the county fields that they can do to help, that's great. We just don't want to
mess up what you got started.
To, correct. And I'm not, please don't take that I'm saying that's what y'all are going to do. I'm not. But a lot of these projects are really far along right now. And it's still going to take time because we can't control their speed. Once it goes, leaves us, and this twist carries it to Gainesville, they ship it to Atlanta. I don't know the next stopping point from there. Eventually it starts back. But those things are now, that time frame's out of our control. But just understand that we're working diligently to make everything as great as we can for y'all. We can't fix everything, and we can't work miracles. But I know somebody that can, because he made a big clear spot come in that storm and it dropped the wind 40 miles an hour and the surge 6 feet.
Yeah,
so he's still up there.
That's right.
And he ain't going to leave, but he's here too.
That's right. That's right.
Don't believe that. I'm sorry.
That's right.
The way it is. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
The only thing I'm going to echo what Mr. Williams said, and I talked to the same ones, and they was consulted. That's what I've heard time and time again. And we're in a hard spot here because we do got a group of people that's got a lot of experience. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a long-term thing. It ain't going to be overnight. That's the scary part to me.
Sheriff, you got anything?
I don't.
construction company.
I just wanted to make sure, because you hadn't said nothing the whole time. I just want to make sure that if you needed anything or whatever.
I'm absorbing and learning along the way.
Yeah. And we got town council, Cross City Council, do you have anything?
I'm not sure. Like the sheriff said, I came up here to learn.
Okay.
Learn some stuff, and I've had.
Does any, Mr. Leon, well, you done said they helping you, so is anybody else?
My only concern is messing up what they've already have put in place. I don't want that to be delayed anything. Whatever we do, whether we do or don't, I don't want that messed up. They've worked
200% on us. I kind of started off the conversation. I want to wrap it up by saying I worked for different counties throughout the nation. You guys are blessed to have this good staff of emergency managers. But hands down, I mean, the things that they're doing, they're going above and beyond. And they've got you this far apart. Y'all should absolutely be think that you're blessed. You are blessed to have these guys working so hard. And we would absolutely, if we come on board and y'all choose that's what it is, obviously we'd be working with these guys to take what they've already done and make sure it doesn't slow down the process and only make it better. What we would concentrate, and I want to talk a little bit to the attorney on what's legally acceptable here. I do want to say I know this deadline that they had talked about with the DIs. Okay, yes, FEMA sets that deadline. They always have to set one. It can be extended. We have had success in the past extending that DI deadline. Two, do things like maybe we missed some items. Let's get a more we need more time to do a comprehensive list on maybe some roads that we missed or maybe didn't have enough information. Or maybe we can have some more success to do. So we need more time, FEMA. Add us another DI extension. Okay? And I'm not saying that it's absolute, that it can happen, but we have been successful doing that before. There's a process for that. But if you guys need us, and it can be specific to the points where only the existing deadlines that exist, which is the HMGP, you heard Mr. Brown talk about that, and then also what Leon has, which is specific to the 1206 flood substantial damage program. That's what he needs help with, FEMA's list. Even if it's very specific to just those, and you can go with that, that would get us in the door to start the process, and then it doesn't mess up anything that these guys already got going. And then if we can get an extension on the DI, then after and we fully intend for this to be properly procured. So that was the other part. Like, you don't just do the emergency contract. It's just a temporary so that we can get a placeholder, and then the still process is still properly procured so that you guys are legit with the whole procurement so that the money does come back. Because, again, you know, our point, if you don't get paid, we don't get paid. We want to make sure you follow all the processes that, you know, so that all the work that we're getting in is also made whole. So that, I just want to talk a little bit about that, that there is some options there that I think maybe we can help with that submittal with some of our contacts and overall be good for the county if we can get some extensions of some of this that's already potentially passed.
Thank you. Have a question right here.
Well, first of all, Karen, who's with our economic development, couldn't be here. She's sick today, so she asked me to ask a couple questions. And one thing is we've had some meetings about some things that we would like to see happen in the county. One is if we could have some type of, you know, like the Build Back Better, if we had a civic center here in town, which could be possibly an evacuation building, in addition to like the high school, where after the school started back, people that were still there had to go to another county. Is that the kind of thing that you all would do through your FEMA grants?
That would be done through the appropriation side.
Okay.
And we have submitted a facility for that
mm-hmm.
under appropriation right now. It's
It's up there. I don't know whether it's going to get funded or not.
28 million?
Yeah, it's a large fund, so I don't know if it's going to get funded or not. But there is other USDA funds and stuff like that out there. But again, there is matches to that. So with that, it's going to be a hard find those matches on that. We are looking for those, though,
okay.
Those projects, and looking at those projects.
All right. On the tourism side, we say, for example, if we wanted to look into building a really nice rodeo facility to be able to bring in large rodeos to build something like that, is that something you all would work on, or is that something that's private?
That was part of that appropriations. If you have a private donor, by all means, we'll definitely look at that also.
Okay, so you all look at that.
That was part of that appropriations fund. It was a shelter and a staging area, an LSA staging area for gray skies. During blue skies, it was a covered rodeo arena, similar to Calvary Farms in Gainesville. Not quite that large, but similar design to that. Is what we looked at.
The only hurdle was
$28 million.
That's where the problem
is.
So, but it was asked for under appropriations on that side, and it was set for a shelter in LSA non-rodeo arena. But here in Blue Skies, we could use it for that.
And I apologize, but I'm very non-educated. But so if you all could not get it through appropriations, is this something that you all could look for other grants or write another grant for something that would be helping instead of...
But there again, there is that match for that. And like I said, we have approached USDA back in the latter part of December when they were at our office for that. And we've also looked at a couple of others for that, those funds.
But is it wrong to try to look at another way of getting, you know, you all are looking at all the things you all are looking at, which is wonderful. But to have a group like this look for a whole different direction of getting a grant in. I don't know. I just know that we've been looking for someone that, you know, would write the grants. And so I had no idea of extremely ecstatic about what all you all have done, and you know, just somehow or another, the county communication wasn't getting around that all of that had been done. Which I mean, I think it's great, but that's why I don't know if you all, you know, besides the FEMA, besides that type of stuff, are there other grants that you all do?
There's all kind of grants out there. It's just finding the right one to match with that.
And then you all would actually write the grant then.
Administrate.
They'd handle all of it.
Administrate and do the whole thing, so nothing's put on Martha's
desk. That's right.
Desk, because she already has everything.
That's right.
She might have to sign some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else anybody like to say?
Yes, sir. I just want to be sure and reiterate, no fees coming out of our county budget.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and there can be no vote tonight.
Not even consultant fees. No, because as I'm looking at this and reading their stuff, and I read it last night and I read it again today, just want to be sure, and I reiterate it to them, not a dime.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, if nobody else, let's adjourn this workshop, and because we've got like 15, 20 minutes before our other meeting starts. Before the meeting starts.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
We got a motion and a second to adjourn.